I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Yet another activity that can give you a challenge in the field in West Virginia during the long winter months, predator calling and hunting. And we'll talk a little more about it right after this. With the increased numbers of coyotes in West Virginia over the last 10 to 15 years, many hunters have taken to trying to outsmart those wily critters. Step one, locate them, according to Lee Strom of the West Virginia DNR. That's not too hard. If you just step out on the porch at dusk, they'll be howling everywhere. From there, though, the work begins.
Well, you want to be familiar with the area. You want to know where, vantage points would be, high spots, areas that you can actually hunt with without too much in the way of brush and cover. Obviously pay attention to the wind. Normally prevailing winds come from the west and blow toward the east, so you want to watch your approach.
They are largely nocturnal, but not completely, especially not right now.
Typically they are. This time of year is breeding season, but coyotes can be active really at any point in time. More so at night, but on an overcast day, they may be active all day long.
As with hunting any animal, locating the food is a key element in the game plan.
A food source, obviously. this time of year, areas that are thick provide ample cover for small game or whatever food source they may be after, whether it's rabbits, grouse, wood rats, whatever kind of. Diet this time of year has a tendency to be small mammals. So whatever habitat would be holding those things would be good places to look.
Again, with the wind in mind, carefully pick a place to call them in.
There's several different options. One of the most popular would be electronically. A lot of guys like the challenge of mouth calls and the variety you can get from it. While other guys prefer the convenience of an electronic call.
Now, if you choose to use electronic, is it more advantageous to set it away from you or nearby?
It depends. It depends on whether you're using a shotgun or a rifle. If you're using a rifle and you have, an open, safe place to shoot, you're probably better off putting that call away from you. If you're hunting with a shotgun, obviously you don't want to get it too far away from you because you're limited range with the shotgun.
All of those same rules seem to apply whether you're hunting coyotes, foxes, bobcats, or some other fur-bearing predator. The challenge is stiff, but it beats sitting on the couch watching Hunting and Fishing Show reruns. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.